All right, welcome back. Dennis Stuckey Show here on WPHM on a Thursday. Got to remind you that Michigan State basketball is coming up at 7 o'clock here on WPHM. It is a rare occasion. I'd have to go back and look. It's probably sooner than I think, but I can't remember the last time we went all the way to 7 o'clock with this program. I know we haven't done it this week. I didn't even do a show on Tuesday. I was in Marysville the whole night doing basketball, and I'm pretty sure we went to 6:30 Monday and Wednesday, and that leaves us to where we're at now, going to 7 o'clock and bringing Brady Beaton on the program. Brady, you just can't leave me, can you?
No, I can't. I keep somehow being drawn back to you for better or worse, so we're going to have to deal with each other.
Yeah, well, we do that anyways. So let's start with your favorite topic, the Mighty Lionesses. Or the Mighty Loins, who gird themselves on the field of battle. They got rid of my boy Jim Bob, and they've replaced him with Daryl Bevel. What do you think about the move?
I think it says a lot about the direction of this team. Daryl Bevel's a guy, when he was in Seattle, he had Marshawn Lynch. If you want one thing to remember him for, he was the offensive coordinator during the Super Bowl, where the Seahawks threw it on the one-yard line instead of running with Marshawn Lynch. He also had Adrian Peterson in Minnesota. So what you're going to see now is, with the Detroit Lions, a heavy focus on the run game. They have said, okay, Kerryon Johnson is probably our best player for the future and the way we're going to get to where we want to go. So what we're going to try to do is run the ball and start developing the play action. So when Matt Stafford does have to throw, he can take the top off the defense and he can make big plays, but he's not going to have to sling it 35, 40 times a game. We're going to only ask him to throw it 25 times and give Kerryon Johnson and someone else, who don't be surprised if they either draft another running back or pick one up, they have a two-back system there, so you get a very run-heavy offense. And it's a little telling that they're going away from Matthew Stafford as big of a part of the offense as he's going to be.
You know, it's interesting because I hadn't, when you pointed out the Super Bowl play, I'd forgotten about that. But the other thing is most people immediately brought up that, oh, he was quarterback coach in Green Bay with Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers, as to suggest he's simply been brought in to take Matthew Stafford to that kind of a level, and you're the first guy to point out to me that, no, this guy's heavily run-oriented.
Yeah, no, I believe, I'm going to misquote the stat, but it was something like all but two or three seasons that he's been an offensive coordinator, he has been in the top 10 for percentage of run plays ran, so he's going to try to run it 60-plus percent of the time. And I think what this says is they have a lot of faith in Kerryon Johnson, that they think he's going to be one of these elite backs that's going to be able to take over games and do what they need to do. So don't be surprised this offseason if, yeah, the first pick's probably going to be a defender, a linebacker, D-lineman, but the later rounds of the draft, and even in free agency, because the Lions have some money to throw around, don't be surprised if you see a lot of assets put into the run game. Another offensive lineman and another running back put in there to help Kerryon Johnson out.
Now, if I would have said this to you a year ago, you would have exploded in outrage, slammed down the phone, and not talked to me for 3 weeks. But I'm going to say it and see how you react this time around, Brady, because I think you're finally becoming hardened like I am and have a black heart towards the Lions. They'll do all these great things, and they'll still find a way not to get it done.
I mean, it's hard to say because, like I've said before on your show, you can be in two camps. The this is a disaster with Matt Patricia camp, which has a lot of ammo. Or you can go to, okay, they're slowly stripping it down and rebuilding. It's like redoing a kitchen. You don't just take it all down at once. You take the cabinets down. Then you get the appliances. Then you do the floor. It's little by little. And I think that's what they're trying to do, is slowly mold it into what Matt Patricia and Bob Quinn see it as. Will it be same old lines again? there's a good chance. But this is something you haven't seen from the Lions in a long time, where it looks like they're shifting their focus to running the ball rather than putting it all on Matthew Stafford's shoulders.
Yeah, it's the same old Lions. So Bill Warren was in here last hour. He said something interesting, that Austin Matthews is a free agent this offseason, restricted. So the Leafs can match any offer that another team gives him, but the Leafs have a lot of money tied up and a lot of people, and somebody could, including the Red Wings, could throw a lot of money that way to either force the Leafs to overspend and then have other turmoil with their roster, or not be able to contend with the offer and lose him.
Yeah, and I love that idea. I think that is a great idea, and if they do that, props to them, because, okay, let's say you do throw a little, what I guess you would say is overvalue at Austin Matthews, and you get him, you have a top five player behind maybe McDavid, Crosby, and Ovechkin, and then it's Matthews, and all of a sudden you have a line of Matthews, Mantha, and Larkin, perhaps. So that immediately makes you, and at nothing else, even if you're not good, which you will be, you are interesting to watch and even more fun to watch. And if they keep them and you don't get them, but the Leafs sign it, well, guess what? Now Mitch Marner's probably walking away somewhere. So the Leafs are going to hurt, and then there go, you help yourself within your own division.
And we can make more money to offer him and make sure that we get him by getting rid of Nyquist.
Yeah, I did see a report today, I don't remember what it was who, but that the Wings would be content with keeping Nyquist and
Of Howard. Course they would.
But you also have to remember, you see it all the time in baseball, of course they're going to leak that. They're going to have someone report that. Because if you say, oh, we're desperately looking to get rid of him, no one's going to come and offer. You want to make it seem like you really have to sweeten the pot.
Yeah. You don't really have to. Right now, and I know he's worth more, but right now I would trade him for a used puck bag that's got a hole in it so that the pucks fall out when you carry it to the rink. That's how little value I put on Gustav Nyquist, or as I like to call him, Gustav Nyquil. Killing me. Why do we think, well, because it's a country club. It's turned into a country club. It's the good old boys. Justin Abdelkader, he's from Muskegon. That's a great story, derp-a-doo. And it's Danny DeKaiser. He went to Western Michigan, derp-a-derp-a-doo-per-doo. We got to sign these guys for 9 years because people want to come and watch the local boys play. They suck. Let's move on.
Yeah, no, you have to trade Jimmy Howard and Gus Nyquist. I think that's, especially where they are now, they've fallen off hard ever since the Mantha injury way back in December. You do what I said to do with a lot of the Tigers players. Come the trade deadline, you see what your best offer is, and you hit send. There's no, unless literally no one is offering you anything of value, you make those deals.
Tigers have quietly been busy this offseason. Brady, I sense that they think they can win more than 60, 65 games this year. That's just the feel I get with what they're doing. Been quiet. Nobody talks about them because there isn't much to talk about. No big names, but quietly they're piecing and plunking together guys that might surprise you.
Yeah, I think it's more trying to find trade bait at the deadline to get the last wave. Because I think after this coming season is going to be when you start to see the incline with the Tigers, when those young prospects are coming up. And the first time you can think, okay, maybe we can contend for a wild card. Because I bet you next offseason they make at least one kind of big free agent signing. They get a name that people recognize.
Well, I would have done it. If Gilbert would have taken over the team, I would have been fine with him, like going after Harper, Machado.
Well, yeah, because he'll spend $250 million and just buy World Series titles, which I have no problem with.
$250 million.
I could imagine
Could you imagine the damage we could do, Beaton?
Oh, well, I mean, we had, what, $215 million and don't have a ring, so.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about the baseball team.
Oh, us? Yeah.
You'd want to buy like six, because I know you now. You'd want to buy like six minor league franchises and
I'd make
spend all our money that way.
Our own personal video game. We'd dominate every minor league in America.
You would buy the entire Federal Hockey League and run it your way.
Oh, yeah. I just trade guys just to have fun with them. Never have a shootout to start a game, first of all. I would make sure senior commentated every single game uncensored. like those would be the things I would do, and I would have an incredible league.
You'd have the XHL.
Yep.
Guys would be wearing jerseys that say "He hate me" on the back.
Yep.
Instead of face-offs, you drop the puck, and teams would have to fight for it.
Mm-hmm. You'd have a fight to start every game to see who gets first possession.
Line Brawl Wednesdays.
Yep.
Oh, the heck with Dollar Beer Night. You have Line Brawl Wednesdays. I guarantee you we get 3,000 fans at McMoran Arena on a Wednesday night.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. It would be like in Goon 2 if you've ever watched that movie.
I cannot watch that movie.
Why?
I couldn't watch Goon. Stupid.
Why?
It's as stupid as Mighty Ducks.
It's supposed to be silly and dumb. That's the point.
You're disgracing a great game. You don't ask your father. He played. You don't understand, football player.
Oh, okay.
Goon. What a bad idea, let alone a movie. Some executive in Hollywood okayed that script.
It was supposed to be silly and dumb. It was not supposed to be an accurate representation of what hockey is.
In today's day and age, not enough people understand that. Anyways, thanks for doing this, I got to let you go.
Fun topics.
I'll see you, Brady.
All right.
Take a break. We'll be back.